In elections, clothes matter. Kamala Harris needs to ditch the forgettable fashion and seize the spotlight. That was the headline that ran last week in the Toronto Star. Leanne DeLapp writes about fashion and culture for the Star, and she wrote about Kamala Harris that this unprecedented moment is the perfect time for Harris to step up her fashion game. And readers were not amused. The story went viral in a bad way, with hundreds of people taking umbrage at yet another media article criticizing a female politician, not for her ideas, but for her clothing. Kathy Abraham tweeted, "Really? Did you do a story about the clothing choices of any of the men? This is sexist, and you should do better." Vicky Campbell posted, "Why don't you talk about Pierre Poilievre's goddamn attire? You know, the goof who's running for Prime Minister of Canada in your own goddamn country? You clowns take the cake." And at Gork Sanity remarked, "The only person that can critique clothing is at Dye Work Wear." Dye Work Wear, also known as the menswear guy. On Twitter, or X if you prefer, Derek Guy is a sensation. You have probably seen his account. He is a critic, he is a teacher, he is a scholar and a gentleman. He knows his menswear. 1 million people follow him for his regular master classes on the outfits of the most famous and powerful men in the world. He has given Donald Trump tips on how to get makeup stains out of his suit collar. He's explained that wealthy British politicians like Rishi Sunak and Boris Johnson dress terribly on purpose. And he has given them instruction on why they don't have to. If Rishi Sunak wants to look taller or Boris Johnson wants to look like just a regular guy, they can still dress well and pull that off. Dye Workwear gets into the history of menswear and tailoring. In his posts, the guy knows what he is talking about. So yeah, instead of us Canadian journalists chirping at Kamala Harris's suits, why not ask Dye Work Wear, Derek Guy, to criticize the clothing of men in our own Canadian politics and explain to us what their clothes can tell us about them. So we're going to do just that. Wait for it.
My name is Derek Guy, and I work as a menswear writer.
I know that you were born in Canada, but you've been living in the U.S. for how long now?
For decades, almost my whole life. I was born in Canada, but I am, unfortunately and very embarrassingly, functionally an ignorant American. Except for knowing who is Justin Trudeau, I don't know very much about Canadian politics.
Derek, it's a feature, not a bug. I love that you're coming in clean, just free of any kind of bias or prejudice. Like, you're going to be looking at these pictures of Canadian politicians, analyzing their clothes, and doing so as an objective menswear expert. I'm excited. We're going to get into this right now. And I think for each of our federal leaders, we're going to kind of do like a look at what they looked like before they entered politics and then the evolution to where they are today. And of course, this being a podcast audio only, I'm going to ask you to describe the outfits as we go through the slideshow that you and I are looking at together.
Okay, sure.
So we're going to start with Justin Trudeau and slide number one. These are a couple of early shots of Trudeau. What are we looking at here?
Well, the one that catches my eye the most is he's wearing very, very, very short, revealing cut-off jeans. They are, I'd estimate, maybe 2 inches inseam with almost looks like maybe Teva sandals and an open flannel shirt that may have also have cut-off sleeves.
So, yeah, the first picture, I believe he showed up to an interview like this.
A job interview?
No, a media interview.
Oh, media interview.
Yeah, kind of famously, this was before he was in politics, and this is how he chose to sort of present himself to Canada, one of the first times that he kind of made himself available to the media. And it seems like I would think that showing up with these, like, almost like Daisy Dukes and Tevas and, you know, like, bare-chested, but for this like, open flannel, shades on. He's making a statement, I think. Let me ask you, what do these clothes say?
These are basically the clothes that you wear as a young, hot, male guy that probably leans towards liberal politics, signaling kind of open-mindedness, cosmopolitan worldview. His father was quite stylish, and looking at these photos, Justin Trudeau also looks quite stylish. It's a very 90s kind of thing, but, you know, he's young. Everyone makes kind of bold, sometimes regrettable mistakes when they're young. But, you know, objectively speaking, I think he looks pretty stylish.
He looks very West Coast snowboard guy to me. Like, I would have identified him as my cultural enemy based on this outfit.
Yes, I think you're right. Snowboard, kind of laid back, kind of cool guy, essentially.
All right, so that's kind of like young Justin. And we carry through a bit more of that in slide number 2.
In one of the photos, he has a long sleeve shirt. Looks like it has a dropped shoulder seam. Has a quilted vest, one of those kind of like world traveler necklaces. Pair of jeans, slightly longer hair.
Mm-hmm.
These outfits basically say I listen to world music. I buy world music CDs at Tower Records, and I'm a very international, kind of open-minded kind of guy, I suppose.
Putumayo kind of a vibe. This is more of an outfit and less of a, like, what he threw on his way to the slopes.
Well, he's not wearing Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
So if one had to present someone to their conservative parents, you would probably want someone like this to show up versus someone in Daisy Dukes.
Now, we're going to move into Trudeau, the political years. Here he is in slide 3 when he was a member of parliament before he was prime minister. And I'll note for our listeners, these are pictures of Trudeau in Parliament. You may remember he was briefly sporting a mustache and goatee in the style of, I don't know, Robin Hood or like one of the Three Musketeers.
We see him in what looks to be a blue suit with a micro herringbone. So when herringbone is very fine, it often shows up as these kind of self stripes that we see in this suit. And it's a very nice combination. But what's notable is that he's wearing 3 patterns. And this outfit, I think, is successful because he's varied the scale of the patterns of both the tie, shirt, and suit. It looks coherent. When the patterns are too close to each other in scale, sometimes things look a little bit too busy.
If you are stepping into a professional work life for the first time, you'd probably be advised to just, like, play it safe. To actually contrast 3 patterns shows that he's, like, trying to have some fun with his clothing. And there's, like, some skill, I guess, in the way that he's matched them, or whoever, you know, pick this out, has matched them. Let's compare that to sort of the more polished Trudeau that he settled into as prime minister. And that's slide 4 here. Tell me what you see.
So this is the look that I am most familiar with. These are the photos I see of him in the news. And I've always thought that his suits fit remarkably well for such a high profile political figure, because you don't see that very often nowadays. So some of the things that are notable about him is, one, the absence of a collar gap. Collar gap is when your jacket's collar, not your shirt collar, but your jacket's collar, hovers off your neck. That's always a sign of a bad fit. And then his shoulders fit him very well, such that when you look at photos of Trudeau, you don't see a dimple in the upper sleeve. The sleeve always falls very clean, and that's because the jacket has been cut correctly for shoulders. When the shoulders are too tight, you end up getting a dimple on the upper sleeve. And the other thing is that his jacket ends about halfway from his collar to the floor. And that's what you want. You want a jacket to be of that proportion to cover your seat, and also gives a good balance between the upper half and the bottom halves of your outfit. His trousers are never too full, never too slim. They drape well. They flow into his jacket. If I had to guess, I would assume that these are custom made, because it's somewhat difficult, not impossible, but somewhat difficult to find tailored clothing nowadays that fits like this off the rack. So my guess is that he has these custom tailored.
You know, one of these is him with Prince William.
Yes.
And one, he's with Barack Obama. It's interesting how what is successful and stylish about this is no longer about picking really interesting fabrics. It's like, it has taken on a uniform, like he never looks that different in these suits, but they always look really good, and they seem to fit him. Like, this is sort of what got him into GQ. For a world leader, that is a like, he's really filling out that suit.
As a politician, I think what you often want to do is your clothes should support you and help deliver your message, but they should not be the focal point. And one of the nice things about Trudeau's suits is that they do look nice on him, but they're never so outlandish that they become the center of conversation. You know, they're also not so bad. I mean, you look at Boris Johnson, for example. He dresses so poorly that people are constantly remarking on it. And that's what I think you want to avoid. The one notable kind of style point about the photo of him standing next to Barack Obama is that he's wearing a vest underneath his suit. So it's a three-piece suit. And yeah, you know, it demonstrates a person who obviously has some interest in clothes. You see the photo, you think he looks nice, but, you know, it's not going to be the national conversation. Although I know what's coming a few slides ahead, and it's the one thing that I think he should change.
Well, let's jump ahead to it. Let's look at slide number 6 here.
So the one thing that I think he should change is he has a penchant for these, like, ridiculous socks. I think there are some socks that I think are actually fine, especially depending on, like, election days or whatever. I think it's fine to wear a sock with a national flag. But, you know, he has, like, Chewbacca socks, and he has rubber ducky socks. I think this one looks like maybe Star Wars R2-D2.
Yeah, and like a different sock on each foot, C-3PO on one foot, R2-D2 on the other. Derek, what do you think of fun socks? Come on.
George Bush Sr. wore them towards the end of his life, and they're sometimes charming on really old guys. So the traditional rule is that when you're wearing tailored clothing, so we're talking suits and sport coats, this does not apply to casual wear. One, you should always wear over-the-calf socks, because mid-calf socks have a tendency to slip down. And he does seemingly wear, if they're not over the calf, then they certainly do a very good job of staying up. But the general rule is that navy over-the-calf socks will go with anything, except for black tailored trousers, like a tuxedo, at which point you should wear black socks. Or you wear socks in the color that matches your trousers, so gray socks with gray pants, or brown socks with brown pants, so on and so forth. The reason why those are good rules to follow is because when you are wearing a tailored outfit, the center of attention should be on the V-shaped section formed by the jacket's front, your shirt, and your tie, which leads the viewer's eye upward towards your face. Mm-hmm. And you should be the center of attention. The outfit should be supporting you. And when you're wearing fun socks like this, you essentially have two competing points of attention. In the photos here, they're all close-ups of Trudeau's kind of wacky socks. But in one photo, we see him sitting next to Trump. And he's wearing a mid-blue suit, a light blue shirt, a lovely kind of purple lavender tie. And then he's wearing these pink socks with geometric patterns, and they're just very loud. So what you end up doing is you want to focus on him, his face, and what he's saying, but then your eyes keep on darting down towards these weird socks. I just think it looks goofy, you know? These are the Daisy Dukes for your ankles.
The Daisy Dukes for your ankles. That's how I see them, Derek. It feels like we're watching the evolution of this guy, and he's kind of cleaning up his act and growing up and adulting. And then he's like, okay, I've got a suit on, but he's still kind of crying for attention with the goatee and kind of like, I'm wearing suits, but they're kind of showy.
Yeah.
And then he kind of like, I'm prime minister now. I am the elected leader here representing Canada on an international stage. I'm going to look good, but not flashy. And I'm going to look consistent, and I'm going to allow other things to be the message here. And yet the Daisy Duke-ness of JT shouts through these fun socks. And seeing him here with Trump, he's my prime minister, and he's wearing these silly pink socks. And I think that Canadians can get a little bit embarrassed. It's just like, do you want to be taken seriously or not? Because there's a bit of a conflicting message here.
Yeah. I think the kind of wacky socks are a bit heavy-handed and bit corny, and they just, again, drag the eye downward.
Okay, Derek, let's move on and take a look at the style of Trudeau's opponents. All right, Derek, let's move on from Justin and join me on slide 7, please. This gentleman's name is Pierre Poilievre, and we are looking at photographs from the beginning of his political career. He was a very young member of parliament for the Conservative Party under then Prime Minister Stephen Harper. who referred to Pierre Poilievre by his nickname, Skippy. And we're looking at three different pictures of young Pierre Poilievre in Parliament, three different outfits here, three different haircuts, actually. And I will ask you to describe the outfits and tell me what you make of them.
The first outfit is a black suit with a white shirt and what's called a blue jacquard tie, which is, means the pattern is woven into the fabric. And then the second outfit is a three-button kind of slate blue-gray suit with kind of a light blue shirt and then also a striped blue tie. And then the third suit is a black suit with a light blue French cuff shirt and a bright red tie. His suits are very large. They're too large for him. The shirt looks like it may be too large. The two blue ties are of questionable taste. They're not the most well-chosen ties. They're kind of just, they don't look very good. The first two are just too big and boxy on him, and the ties are not very well chosen.
He looks like a kid in his dad's suit in the first two photos.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it.
Either that or he looks like David Byrne, you know, in
right.
that Talking Heads video where he's like got
right.
a huge suit on.
Yeah, I mean, clearly a person who knows that you're supposed to wear tailored clothing in these spaces, but probably has minimal to no interest in clothes, so...
As he progresses in his political career, we get to slide 8. This is the Pierre Poilievre that we saw, the bulldog in opposition, hammering his opponents with questions. Like, visually, I think this is the Pierre Poilievre that would come to mind. Can you describe what's changed here?
Yeah, so he's wearing a navy suit with a light blue shirt and a bright blue tie, much more tastefully chosen, black belt and black, might be Darby's, but they're black dress shoes. This is a... infinitely better outfit. The suit fits well. It's a much better cut garment in this outfit. He dresses much better than most politicians, I think, certainly in the U.S. One of the nice things is that the lapel is roughly halfway between his collar and his shoulder joints, and his shirt collar has collar points that are long enough to reach underneath his lapels. All of this gives kind of flattering middle-of-the-road proportions that I think he looks good now and looked good whenever this photo was taken. And I suspect in 10, 15 years, people will look back at this photo and still think he looks good because the proportions flatter him and they are never too far from whatever trend may come at us. They're kind of middle of the road.
Middle of the road classic. He's not wearing like some skinny suit that he's struggling against. He's not trying to look like a hipster with the skinny pants.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tasteful outfit.
Skipping ahead to slide 10, there was a big shift in his style. After he became the leader of the Conservative Party and started to go after Justin Trudeau very directly and positioning himself as the hopeful next Prime Minister of Canada. And the one thing that I will say to orient our listeners, they'll remember this, and I'm going to say this because I'm not sure that it falls under the category of his clothing, but these are pictures of Pierre Poilievre when he suddenly appeared without his trademark glasses.
Okay, so in the next slide, we do see him in a dark pair of jeans and what looks to be black Darby's. This garment sits halfway between a sport coat, a traditional tailored sport coat, and essentially a cardigan. And he's wearing a T-shirt. And my feeling on this stuff, there's another photo of him wearing what looks to be a more traditional tailored jacket, but with a gray button-up shirt and a pair of sunglasses. My impression is these are the kind of outfits that I don't know this person, so I don't want to be offensive. But when I see this sort of stuff, it just kind of sometimes comes off as a person who has a bit of money and is middle age and trying to look young. But what you actually end up doing is you end up looking more middle-aged. You look like a middle-aged guy who tries to buy fashionable, hip, young clothing and tries to look young. I say that with some hesitation because I never want to discourage guys from trying new things. It's a fun thing to do. It's actually how you develop style. I mean, we start off with Justin Trudeau wearing Daisy Dukes. So, you know, I think he looked better in the kind of conservative, well-cut suit. But I just think there are better ways to go about reforming your look as a middle-aged man.
Derek, I think you nailed it. His style suddenly changed completely. And everybody was focused on the sudden disappearance of the spectacles. And he kind of focused on that and explained that part away. He said, oh, my wife thinks I look better without glasses and I got to keep her happy. That's what he said about it. But everybody knew that it was more than that. His look changed completely, and this was sort of a new Pierre Poilievre for the national stage to people who had not necessarily paid attention to him before. And, you know, his new look was the subject of many news stories, you know, that the guy no longer wants to look like, I don't know, like he's a nerd, you know, the head of the student council or something, a stuffed shirt, sort of like a junior banker. You know, he wanted to kind of reform this idea that he's sort of this like button-down conservative nasal critic of Trudeau, you know, this just another suit. You know, like Trudeau presents as a fun guy, and I think Pierre Poilievre was at risk of just being like the negative guy to Trudeau's smiley, happy, fun guy. So Poilievre perhaps wanted to look more modern and young and, you know, outdoorsy and outgoing. And suddenly we see him in these, you know, fitted T-shirts with these unstructured sports coats. And, you know, it was widely remarked upon that this was obviously something that his team considered very carefully. This was a tactical shift in his image. And, you know, there were probably a team of people involved, you know, putting their heads together. I'm giving you all of this context, Derek, because whenever these things come up in Canadian politics, there's this kind of like meta conversation about like, is this really fair? Should we be focusing on their clothes? I mean, shouldn't we be talking about their policies and their ideas? What do you think? Like, do you think that it is wrong for those of us who have the job of criticizing politics and not attire? Do you think it's wrong for us to analyze this stuff, take apart their outfits and try to read into it? Is there something like morally wrong about that, or is it okay?
So I'm of the mind that it's okay to criticize an outfit just on the terms of aesthetics. My only objection is when people link a person's clothes to more important, deeper characteristics of a person. So, for example, their morality, their intelligence, their work ethic, their dependability. Because essentially, I don't think there is any connection between your clothes and those more meaningful characteristics. It is true that we operate in a world where people do judge us by our clothes, and that is why politicians put at least some thought into it. It sounds like Pierre went through a makeover. I just think that as you move through the world, it's fine to understand that people may judge you for your clothes, but you should not infer someone's deeper, more meaningful characteristics based on their attire. So I personally would not either vote for or against Pierre based on his dress. But I understand why, from what you explained, why he may have transformed his outfit to communicate this new message. I just think when you are always trying to look hip and young, it displays a lack of self-confidence and lack of self-assuredness in yourself because you're just kind of desperately running with the pack. But just because everyone is now wearing short jackets and T-shirts, you should not try to all of a sudden try to look like Bono because you think that's what's in.
Ouch. Derek, let's move on to the leader of the NDP. Our final federal party leader in Canada that we're going to have a look at their clothing can be found on slide 12. And this is the leader of the New Democratic Party, and his name is Jagmeet Singh. Tell me what you see in these two photos.
I see him in what looks to be a black, it's a dinner jacket, so in traditional men's dress. There are many different types. You know, you used to have like morning dress and white tie and, you know, a lot of those things have disappeared. But the two remaining elements is the business suit, step down is the sport coat. But then a step above is semi-formal wear, which is dinner attire or evening attire, sometimes called black tie. And here he's wearing a dinner jacket, but a unique dinner jacket. The body of the jacket is made from a black and white flow print. He's wearing black trousers and what looks to be patent leather, it might be Oxfords, patent leather Oxfords, and he's wearing a white dress shirt with an open collar. I think this is actually a pretty good outfit. Two things I would change if I were fitting him is I would put him in slightly wider trousers, so he's wearing these very slim tapered trousers. I think he looks fine, but I think he would look better in slightly wider trousers, and I would tell him to put on a pair of black formal socks.
He's not wearing any socks.
Doesn't look like he's wearing socks, and with a dinner kind of suit like this or a kind of evening attire, what you want to convey essentially is a sense of elegance. And I'm not strict about it. I think if it's a hot summer day and you're wearing a linen suit with espadrilles, for example, you wouldn't wear socks with espadrilles. And I think that would be a stylish look. But with evening attire, when you're trying to convey elegance, I think you should wear black socks. Normally, an outfit like this would call for a black bow tie, but it looks good here with his open collar because it's kind of his own spin on things. I mean, normally a dinner jacket would not be made from black floral print, but it's nice.
He's having a lot of fun here. It's a very loud outfit, but I don't disagree with you. It's kind of successful. I know that a lot of guys are wearing formal wear of various kinds without socks these days and sometimes pulling it off, but like patent leather, these shiny black patent leather shoes with no socks, it strikes me as like a pretty big fail.
Yeah.
You kind of can't look away from it.
Yeah, with here, I think he would look better if he wore black socks.
If you review the next three slides, we'll get a sense of just sort of the range of Jagmeet Singh's wardrobe, and then maybe we'll just like pick out the ones that you want to remark upon.
My favorite of what we've just scrolled through looks to be a brown, I would guess, whipcord three-piece suit with a white dress shirt and black tie. Whipcord is a tightly woven twill, traditionally a country material, and very unusual to see a suit like this nowadays, but it's nice, you know, to see someone taking chances. This is obviously, to me, it seems like someone who has an interest in clothing. The other things that are notable is he does wear very slim pants, and I think if he just loosened up the tailoring a little bit, it would look a little bit better. But other than that, the thing that strikes me is that you just don't see politicians nowadays wearing, well, you definitely don't see them wearing black floral print dinner jackets. I can't think of a single U.S. politician that wears three-piece suits. I mean, they barely even wear tan. Obama wearing a tan suit was a scandal in this country. I can't imagine someone wearing a three-piece whipcord suit, which is such a, it's just such a niche item that someone would have to go to a custom clothier to get it. So it's nice to see a politician wearing something that, you know, Trudeau's father would have maybe worn in his day.
I think he dresses great. He's having fun. He's expressing himself. He's one thing we haven't remarked upon is that he's matching the turbans to the wear, sometimes in a contrasted way, sometimes matchy-matchy. But this guy looks like he's got a lot of flair. He's a bit of a dandy. And I think that in Canada, we can be a little bit, you know, it can be a bit conservative. And he's definitely facing some dynamics and some racism and just sort of presenting himself as a racialized guy, as a federal party leader. And the fact that he's like got this flair, I've heard people say, oh, they don't take him seriously. And I wonder if that isn't like a little bit of an expression of that. You're the expert here. Like, who's the best dressed out of these three guys?
I would say it's a tie between Trudeau and Singh.
Mm-hmm.
If Trudeau got rid of the socks and if Singh put on socks, then both would really, really be very well dressed. And I agree. I like the coordination with his turbans.
Let's skip ahead to slide 20. Not a Canadian politician, but a certain kind of public figure. This guy was on the Toronto Life Most Influential Torontonians list a few years ago. What can we make of this outfit on slide 20?
So here we see someone wearing a very fine striped peak lapel suit and with a tie that's called a foulard pattern. So in the next slide, we see him also wearing a gray suit, white dress shirt, pink tie with a tie clip. And then in the third photo, we see a tan suit with a, I don't know, it's a unique patterned shirt. I don't know if it's floral or some animal print. The suit looks to be made from linen, so a tan linen suit with a uniquely print shirt underneath, and then blue sneakers. They might be dress sneakers that are popular nowadays. Dress sneaker is a colloquial term for a shoe with some semblance of a dress shoe upper, but with a sneaker bottom. I'm careful. I don't know who these people are. And again, I don't want to insult anyone who may be dressing like this. It's not a great look. In the first photo, his tie is not tied very well. So generally speaking, you want both the back blade and the front blade to be within maybe like 2 inches of each other. And the back blade should always be shorter. But here, his back blade is very, very high up. You can tell it's not a very good suit, partly because the lapel is pressed very flat. And then in the second photo, we see him again in not very great suit. There's a lot of pulling. An easy way to check to see if a suit fits is when you put the jacket on. If it's a two-button suit, fasten the topmost button. If it's a three-button suit, fasten the center button. And then to see if the waist pulls. And here, the waist is pulling a lot. If it's pulling, then you may want to try the next size up. And if that's too big, then the cut is not for you. The most egregious thing about the second outfit, though, is there's just two-tone gray wingtips is just not a very good choice. You should just, if you're wearing a gray suit, just go with some like black Darbys or Oxfords And then the third suit is, again, not a great fit. Your collar shouldn't lift off your neck when you lift your arm. But here it looks like he has a jacket, possibly low arm holes, and that's causing the whole jacket to kind of lift off of his neck as he raises his arm. It's pulling around the center button, and then the blue dress sneaker is not a great choice. This is sort of actually what you most commonly see nowadays with men in suits.